Blog Talk Radio.
Praising God for you, you, and you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, if you're listening to our voice and you want to call in today, you can do so. Just dial the number, area code 646-564-9818, and you can be a part of our live studio today. Prophet Darrell Saunders is in queue, and here he is today. Prophet Darrell, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, Apostle. Just sitting up here in Philadelphia waiting on the board this plane.
You in Philadelphia?
Yes, sir.
At the airport?
Yes, sir.
On your way to Montreal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Prophet Darrell leaving us. Prophet Dell at the airport. Lord have mercy. He going bye-bye, y'all. I'm going to say he going bye-bye. He going bye-bye. Sylvia, what we going to do? Prophet Dell done left us. What is
Lord.
We going to do?
Lord Jesus.
Get Sylvia on here. Sylvia. Are you there, Sylvia?
Yes, Prophet, I'm here.
What we going to do, Prophet Dell done left us?
I don't know. If it wasn't for
what
the
is
Lord,
we going
to
do now?
Aaron, you couldn't go.
Oh, he ain't supposed to be leaving us. It's time, too. He's going to go to Montreal. Like he from there. He ain't from no Montreal. Your mama ain't in Montreal. What you doing going up there? I'm going to call your mother and see what's going on. That's what we're going to have to find out what's going on around here. They may be running him out the country. Prophet Dell has messed up something. He did the wrong prophecy. Prophet Dell, you ain't going to be home for Christmas.
No, sir. Actually, I won't even be home for New Year's neither. I won't be back until January 3rd.
Prophet Dell, you cutting up. Man. You cutting up. You always cutting up, girl. Going on foreign soil, and you're going to be over there to the 3rd of January.
Yeah.
Lord have
yes,
mercy.
Sir.
And they won't let me go off the block. I can't get off the block.
Apostle, you are in and out of the country.
Well, we're definitely praying, traveling grace for you. Praise
yes,
the Lord
sir.
That the Lord will take you and use you. But they do have telephones over there, Prophet Darrell.
Oh, yes, I'll be on the show.
They have telephones over there in Montreal and all Quebec and all over in that area. Yeah, praise the Lord. Sylvia, how are you feeling today, good daughter? Be quiet on this thing. Sylvia? Everybody quiet on us today, Prophet Dell. I think they got Christmas. And I think they got Christmas on their brain. I really do. I think they got Christmas shopping on their brain. Yeah. Trying to be in a winter wonderland if they'll be in the Midwest. I know that. Because we got more snow. Chicago got some more snow also. Yes, Lord. So it's been a winter wonderland around here, you know. And I
no,
just
it
got
looks so beautiful out there.
It looks beautiful out there.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
I like to see the snow, but I don't like to be in it. But I sure like to look out the window and look at it. It's beautiful to me. Just as white and pure. It looked like it's purifying the air, you know.
Yeah.
Itself. Clean things up, you know. Hallelujah. So we praise God. We praise God for all of that kind of thing, man. I tell you the truth. Hallelujah. Prophet Dell is on his way to Montreal, people of God, and we thank God for this ministry opportunity. He told us he would be ministering and sharing, praise God, and maybe when he come on, he can give the address and places like that so that anyone there can meet him. That would like to, because they said people there travel. They get on train and travel down from Toronto to Montreal and all of that kind of stuff, you know. So
yes, sir.
We would love for you to receive that kind of support while you're there. Praise the Lord in the Canadian region there. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Well, she live all the way on the other side. She all the way down in the, like up over Eau Claire, Wisconsin, up that way. Nicole Brown, our friend and sister who came to the conference and what have you. She way on the other, on the west end of Canada. Yeah. And you going to be way on the east end of Canada. And that's it. Canada is a big country just like America is. So, yeah. But I just want to encourage you, man of God. I hope you ain't going over there to get married on us and nothing, is you? You ain't bring a wife, is your prophet Darrell. This is a funny one, Sylvia. He's going away for Christmas and New Year, Sylvia.
Now, yeah, he might come back. She might call
Sylvia,
him back.
Christmas and New Year.
Lord Jesus.
Sylvia.
Oh, goodness.
Now, we're going to leave mama, brothers, sisters, everybody, friends, and loved ones. Christmas. What? Wait a minute now.
You think he hiding something from us?
He may come back hooked up. But we're not going to make no accusations or anything of that nature at our family.
Praise God.
We may start a rumor.
Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord.
All
of our love for you.
All of our love for you, Prophet Darrell.
Yes.
My Lord.
Prophet Darrell, yonder, all up in Canada and everything, and just left us on him. Well, people of God, we are here with PSM Live with Prophetic Perspectives. I tell you, there's some other things on the burner also. Some of my friends' lives have been touched. Bishop Lewis Evans at Soul Harvest Church here in Detroit just texted me just minutes before we came on the show. He lost his mother-in-law today, this morning. And then Bishop Murphy just texted me to allow me to know that Pastor Gracie McCoy lost her husband this morning also. Two close friends of ours going through right in this Christmas season. And, you know, we got to gear up now because I got to be there for both of them. I just hope they're not on the same day at the same time, but, you know, they're both friends. I went to school with Lewis. We're alma maters at Ashland Seminary. And then Gracie, my regional director, worked under me internationally for the intercession. And we've been working together for years. Stephanie and her husband Thomas, and a loved one of my children. Oh, he loved my oldest son, Michael Boy. I thought he was going to steal him at one time. Yeah, he really is close to them. And so we're going to have to do what we do as brothers in the Lord when it comes down to our obligation to have you there. But we want to make sure we lift them up in prayer. Yes, Lord, and God to touch them. You know, it's bad when they get close to Christmas. You the wrong way, you know, and it sticks with you every year for a long time. The average person around Christmas time and what have you, they remember it. You know, I lost my brother right around Christmas time or my uncle, and it comes back on them every year. So we want to make sure that we lift these people up in prayer and hold them high because, you know, our turn comes too. And trust me, when it comes down to death, all you have to do is keep living and you will get a turn. He will come into your family unannounced and many times suddenly. Praise the Lamb of God, whereas Yeah. You will never, ever, ever be able to understand the workings of death. But one thing, I tell you this, he has no sting for those of us who are in Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord has taken the sting, hallelujah, from death and robbed the grave of victory. So we look to see our brother and our sister again. Praise the Lamb of God on the other side. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I'm going to get ready for prayer. Since Prophet Darrell is at the airport, it's a good time to pray for him. It's a good time to pray for our brothers and sisters who are, you know, all in bereavement and what have you. And prayer is the only thing that's going to really help to take us over. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God and help us to overcome downward feelings that we have. We know that our God is able to lift up the bowed down head. We know God is able to do all these things that needs to be done. Sylvia, come on, take us to the throne. Praise, praise the Lamb of God. And let's remember the sick, the shut in. Our prayer focus is this week. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Father. Father, we just thank you for today, God. Father, we come before you humbled, oh God. Oh God, seeking your face, God, seeking your will, Lord, be done on earth, Father, as it is in heaven, Father. Father, we just adore you, Father. We just love on you today, God, for allowing us to see this day, God, with our hearts beating, with the blood running warm in our veins, Father. We thank you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Thank you, God. Oh, Father, we come and lift up Prophet Saunders, Lord, as he goes to do what you have called him to do in this time and in this season, Lord. Send your angels before him, God, to make the way perfect, God. Oh, God, just provide for every need that he has while he's there, Father, and let souls come into the kingdom, God. Oh, God, we know, Lord, that you've already prepared it, oh, God. But, Father, we speak for salvation, oh, God. Take over and have it way, oh, God. You deliver, oh, God. Set free, oh, God, those that are in bondage, oh, God, those that are in darkness, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord. We honor and praise you, God, for the lives that are coming into the kingdom for such a time as this, Father. Oh, Father, we come to lift up those that are bereaved, oh, God. Oh, God, comfort them, oh, God. Oh, God, provide your peace, oh, God, that surpasses all understanding, oh, God. Oh, Father, hold them close, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift them up before you, God. We surround them with prayers, oh, God, that you would keep them, oh, Lord, in this season, God, that you would sustain them, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you will just increase in them, oh God, that you will show yourself strong, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, God, for our children, oh God. We lift them up before you, oh God. Oh, God, be a wall of fire around them, Lord. Protect them, Father, as they come and as they go, oh Father. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over each school, oh God, over each transportation to and from the school, oh Lord. Oh, God, over the staff, oh God, protect your children, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come to lift up those that are depressed this season, oh God. Oh, Father, those that don't know they're just stuck, oh God. They're stuck in a situation, oh Lord, and they don't know their way out, God. But Father, I'm just asking, Lord, that you'll just prick their hearts, oh God. Oh God, that you'll send someone in time, oh God, to speak a word of encouragement to them, oh God. Oh Father, we bind the enemy's hands, his tricks and his plans and his plots for your people, oh God. They shall not be depressed, oh God. They shall not be oppressed, oh God. Jesus came so that we could have the abundant life, oh Father. So Father, we lift them up before you, oh God. Oh God, cover them, oh Lord. Overshadow them, oh God, with your presence, oh God. Oh God, strengthen them in their bodies and in their minds, oh God. Oh God, we just plead the blood of Jesus over their minds, oh God, that their minds, oh God, will know you, oh God. Oh God, that they are not defeated, oh God. They are not castaways, oh God, that you have a plan for their lives, oh God. Oh God, keep them and let the enemy not take them out in this season, oh God. Oh God, so surround them with your arm of love, oh God. Your love that abounds, oh God. Your love that covers a multitude of sins, God. Oh Father, we just cover them right now, Lord, under the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you right now, God, those that are on the streets, those that are going to the pipes, oh God, for this and going to the pills for that, oh God. Oh, Father, we lift them up before you, God. Keep them, oh God. Keep their minds, oh God. Oh, God, cover them, oh Lord. Oh, God, we bind the enemy hands from every trick and plan that he might have devised for your people, oh God. Oh, Father, we put up a roadblock in the spirit, oh God, that he will have no access. Oh, God. Oh, God, we cut him off right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We thank you right now, God, for those in the prison system, oh, God. Oh, God, just comfort them, oh, God. Remind them, God, that you're still God. Oh, God, remind them, oh, God, that if they would just call out to you, oh, God, that you still have a plan for their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, just let them fall in love with you, oh, God. Maybe you couldn't get their attention in the world, God. Maybe you had to sit them down, oh, Lord, and quiet them, oh, God, in their spirit, oh, so that you can have your way, oh God. So, Father, speak to those that are lost, oh God. Those that are out on the highways and byways, oh God. Speak to them, oh God. Oh God, open up their ears, oh God. Open up their hearts, oh God, that might be crusty and hard, oh God, that don't know love, oh God. But God, just touch them in a way, oh God, that only you can do it, oh God. Only your drawing of your spirit, oh God, to draw them out, oh God, to draw them into your marvelous kingdom, oh God. Oh, so Father, we thank you right now, God, for your children, God. No matter where they may be in their lives, oh God, you still love them, oh God. Oh God, you still want them to come in, oh God. Oh God, I thank you right now for their souls, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for those that are in homes, oh God. Oh God, strengthen those, oh God. Keep their minds, oh God. Oh God, visit those that don't have anyone to visit. Visit them, God. Oh, God, sit at their bedside and minister to them, God. Sit at their feet, oh, God, and minister to them, God. Send your angels to encamp around them, oh, God. Oh, God, you say, even in old age, I still love you. I still here with you. Lord, you said you would never forsake us or leave us, oh, God. So, Father, we're reminding you of your word, oh, God. Oh, God, send your angels down the hallways, God, in the hospital, God. Oh, Father, we come to lift up Shireen's daughter, oh, God. Oh, God, just encamp around her, God. Oh, God, strengthen her in her inner man, oh, God. Strengthen her body, oh, God. For this is only for a moment, oh, God. Oh, God, but your glory, oh, God, is going to be worth it, oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, oh, God. Oh, God, she's coming out, oh, God. And she's coming out as pure gold, oh, God, to proclaim your name, oh, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, Father. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, yeah. God. Hallelujah.
Ooh,
bless you, God. Bless you, God. Hallelujah.
Mm. God.
Yes, God. Thank you, God. Jesus,
hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my shit, God.
Thank you, daughter. Thank you, daughter. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's like a Job movie, man. I just asked even praying, another text come in. One of my friends, I preach his banquet every year in October, and I noticed they didn't call me this year, and I should have called and saw why. Every year in October, I preach this man's banquet. Didn't go this year, and just got, while she was praying, came through the text that my friend has made his transition also. It's so much. My God, that's three in the last 15 minutes. In the last
15,
three texts of friends that have gone over. Lord, hallelujah. We're praying and interceding today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And yet testifying of God's goodness. Hallelujah. Testifying. We are still here on this side of the Jordan. Hallelujah. And we testify of his goodness in the lives of others who have gone on and the good things in our lives. Bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I love you all today. You're listening to Prophet Michael Shakespeare. We're live in the studio. If you're listening to us via the internet and you'd like to call in and be a part of our live studio, you can do so today at area code 646-564-9818. Prophet Darrell Saunders is with us today. He's at the airport in a layover. Praise God, in Philadelphia on his way to Montreal to celebrate Christmas and bring in the new year. And we're praying for him and interceding that the Lord would go with him and utilize him in a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what are we going to talk about today? It's so much we can talk about, so much, so much. Be grateful for in this past season. Praise the Lamb of God. It's just so much that we can be engaged in right now to in order, praise God, to give God celebration for his glory. Truly our God is God. Truly our God is King. Hallelujah. And I was reading this morning in my meditation. Hallelujah. The Lord says, I will remember you, praise the Lamb of God, out of Jeremiah. Looking at that, word today, and it just oh my God, it just infused me how much God allows his children to go through, how much comes upon us, and we think God is not looking, that he does not. And then out of nowhere, God says, I will remember you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then, and God remembering us is not as though he has forgotten us, because he says again in his word in Isaiah, he says, can a mother forget a suckling child? He said, neither can I forget you. Hallelujah. I will never forget you. I will never forget you. That's a word within itself. Praise the Lamb of God. That should make a saint run out of the kitchen into the bathroom. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's one of them. Shut the door. God has said, I will never forsake you. I will never forget you. How can I forget you? Can a mother forget her suckling child? He said, neither will I forget you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's some kind of God right there. Hallelujah. That cares that much about his people, that he has branded us to himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Because later on in Isaiah, he says the same thing. He says, I have engraved you in the palms of my hands so that I can't forget you. I have engraved you in the palms of my hands. What a wonderful God we serve, brothers and sisters. Yeah. And I'm saying to those of you who feel, praise the Lamb of God, at each one of these, when you read it, especially the one in Jeremiah, when you read Jeremiah, that comes before it is trouble. That comes before it is warfare. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But then when you come into that second chapter, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord gives them peace. Says, I will remember thee. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. After all you go through, I will remember thee. And I will remember to bless thee. Praise the Lamb of God and sustain you. I want you to know today that you are on God's Christmas list, sisters and brothers in the Lord, that God has not forgotten you. You are on his list, praise the Lamb of God, of visitation. You are on his list for healing, for deliverance. You are on the list of God. Hallelujah. He has not forsaken you, neither will he leave you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I come to encourage you today. I can encourage you because I have a faith file of testimonies that's from here to Chicago. Yes, Lord, that I can go in any time of the day or night and show you the good things God has done, to show you the things that God has done for me. I've been outdoors, but he opened doors for me before the elements could get a hold to me. A door was open. Hallelujah. I've been without food, but he fed me before my stomach could growl. I've been so low on money and bills surmounting over my head, and he has paid them all. Hallelujah. I've been sick, laying on the operating table and have flatlined. And they went out and told my family I was gone, but I'm still here. Hallelujah. 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 I know what it is to be forsaken. I know what it is to be walked away from. I know what it is for people to lie on you and manipulate you. I know how it feels to be cheated. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I know how that feels, too. I know how it feels to be stolen from. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want to tell you something. He'll never leave you. Neither will he forsake you. Hallelujah. That through it all, Jesus will be there with you. And everything that the enemy has taken from you, God will restore it 100-fold. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With interest. Because that kind of friend. He's that kind of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I've been through a lot in my day, in my time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I have. I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'd have had heartache, sorrow, and pain. Made it. Praise the Lamb. And I still got joy. Glory to
but
Jesus
Christ.
But
I'm still here. I heard that.
I still got joy. Praise the Lamb of God. And you can't make me doubt him. I know too much about him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd give you something today to encourage and lift your head, people of God. Never think God does not see. Never think God does not know. Never think he does not care and that he's not concerned about you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. Yeah, he cares. He cares so much that he died for you. That's how much you care. He cares. Praise the Lamb of God. God cares. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. We send the love out to the Warren Avenue Baptist Church today and the loss of their pastor, my friend, and Pastor Bernard Smith. Hallelujah. Over at Warren Avenue, right off 75. Praise the Lamb of God. We send love. All his lovely wife, Lord have mercy. We send love over to Warren Avenue. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then the elder, Pastor Elder McCoy at New Mount Moriah Baptist Church in Pontiac, Michigan, and a lost husband, we send love your way today. Hallelujah. We find love. Divine love your way today. Yes,
wow.
Yes, we do. Praise. Love. We have to send love. It's a heavy time, but we have to do it. And then to my friend, my alma mater, Bishop Lewis Evans of Soul Harvest, who lost his mother-in-law today. Hallelujah. First Lady, we love you. We love you too. And we send love your way. I know this. Heaven cannot heal. I know that. Praise the Lamb of God. I know that God, hallelujah, hallelujah, my goodness, is the joy and the strength of your life. I know that he'll put his arms around you in a lonely hour and keep you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your love on you at lonely times. I bless each of you today. I bless each of you in your losses. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We are here with you, and we will be there for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My brothers and my sisters, we will be there for you in this time of bereavement. In this time of your loss, yes, we don't take that lightly. We don't take that lightly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, I love each of you today. You're calling in today. The line are lighting up. We got Prophet Darrell over in Philadelphia. He is in between flights in a layover over there as he's preparing to go on. Where are you going to Montreal? Montreal, Lamb of God, for this holiday season. God, she's online. She has already led us to the throne of grace. It's testimony, too. Testimony. You can push on your dial and give your testimony today, because we want to hear what good things the Lord has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. We definitely want to hear it. All you have to do is push one on your dial and come through, Lamb of God, with flying colors. Hallelujah. And tell us what God is doing in your life today. Praise the Lamb of God. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah.
You know what, Apostle? I heard that song by the Williams brother. I heard that song by the Williams brother. I had my share of disappointment, but it's still here. It's another day's journey, but God kept me here. Yes, He did. Through it all, I made it through. Another day's journey, but God kept me here.
God kept me
here. I had my share of heartache, still here. I heard that song.
My God, I'm still here. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's good to be here, and it's good to be heard. Praise God. Boy, oh boy, speaking of that, tonight, praise the Lamb of God, at the Truth Church is our power tonight, and we're inviting you, you and you out to come and share with us. We go into prophetic mode tonight, that at ECA. My God, I can't wait to get into the presence of the saints in our worship. Oh, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let God just move by His strength. Tonight, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget your bag, if you can, to bring a bag. Like to, there's no force on no bag. Bring a bag of clothes or something to give away to someone that is less fortunate than you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going to do that tonight through the ministry person there at the church, Evangelist Angela Johnson, who's going to distribute those of that nature. We do our part. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. By donating. So we invite you to come and share, praise the Lamb of God, in those services tonight. In those services tonight. We'd love for you to be a part of that. My God, what a wonderful God. What a wonderful God. Boy, I'm telling you, they're calling me from everywhere today. Hallelujah. I'm scared to answer the phone. I don't need no more news. I don't want to hear today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you, brothers and sisters, in these trying times, hallelujah, nothing keeps you afloat but your relationship with God. Nothing keeps you afloat but your relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. And the strength of the Holy Ghost, which is something that you can't purchase or buy. That is done through prayer. Hallelujah. Through your experience. But you are strong in this season. Praise the Lamb. So that the Lord can get the best out of you. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. That's Dr. Dell with all that noise. Prophet Darrell Simons, praise the Lord, is at the airport, and we thank God for him today, being there today. Praise the Lord. Ooh, they are you, Prophet Darrell?
Yeah, Pastor, I'm here.
Are you about to board?
They was calling for a major emergency assistance somewhere in the port. I guess someone got sick or something out here.
Yeah, okay. Okay, my goodness gracious.
But I'm
boy,
putting
boy,
my phone
boy.
On me, though.
Yeah, I want to ask everyone to continue to pray, hallelujah, for each other. Let us pull each other through this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can do it. We are that kind of people. So let's continue to pray for one another and keep encouraging one another in this season. Praise God. Stay close to one another as a family. Praise God. PSMI. Let's stay close to one another as a family. Praise God. I'm waiting on some testimonies to come through here. I ain't got a testimony today. This is not good, Prophet Darrell. Not a testimony today. I want somebody to light up the line, give us at least one good testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. From Black Lick, from the East Side, from California, where y'all at today? Maryland, New Jersey, New York, all down on the border. Where is the testimonies at today? Hallelujah. Where are our testimonies today? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of the goodness of God, of what God has been doing for you in your life. I know he's been moving. Praise God. Hallelujah. I bet if I go up under them Christmas trees, I find out how good God has been. Ain't that right, Prophet Darrell? Yeah.
You got better right than Pops. Go up under them trees.
He up under them Christmas trees. Praise God. Hallelujah.
I have one I want to share with my aunt.
Okay, good.
We just had a Christmas dinner Saturday, and we always go around the room and say what we're thankful for. And so when we got to her, she said, you know.
Wait a minute. Where was this at? Where are we at now? Set the table for us.
Every year we have a Christmas dinner. So that way when Christmas Day comes, everybody can stay with their particular family or go visit other families. So we are at Christmas dinner, and we're going around the room giving, you know, thanking God for the things we're thankful for. And my aunt tells us that she dreams she literally died. And she gets there and talking with the Lord, and the Lord is like, why are you here? It's not your time. I have work for you to do. And she said, he told her, I need you to go back and teach the older women. Because
wow.
She had counted herself out and, you know, just didn't think she was worthy. Yes, she was in church and going to church, but she was not doing what God had called her to do. And so now she's teaching the elderly women at her church, and you should just see the glow and the love that she has for God's people. So even when we count ourselves out, God doesn't. I don't care what we've done. He's still a faithful and a just God, and it just blessed my heart to know, you know, that, hey, God can use us.
How old is she?
My aunt is probably, she thinks to the baby, so she's probably in her late 50s.
And she had counted herself out already.
She had counted herself out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And then she had a dream? You said she had a dream?
Yes, she had a dream that she had literally died. She said she felt like she had died, and she got before God, and he was like, why are you here? And she's like, you know, he's like, no, ma'am, it's not your time. I have work for you to do. And so she started teaching Bible studies for the older ladies at her church.
And she happy as can be.
Yes.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Woo! See, that's what I'm talking about, right? See, that right there, that made water well up in my eyes.
Amen, Prophet.
Brothers,
amen.
Let me tell you something. I just told you all, that's how we started the show, talking about God has not forgotten you. God has God remembers you. I will remember you, saith the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. When you think you count it out, when you think nobody cares, when you think there's no more for you to do, and you're ready to throw up your hands, you think life is over, God has another chapter in the book for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Wonderful God. How awesome is that God? Hallelujah. That he can let you lay down and have such a dream as that to put you back. That's love. See, that's love right there. That's the love of God.
Yes, it is.
God doesn't have to do that kind of stuff.
God. Mm-mm-mm.
You lay down and dream that you have made your transition.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord of glory calls you, talk to you, and say, what are you doing here in my courts? Your time has not come. I have work for you to do.
Yes.
And your whole vision dramatization to get you back in action where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be. What kind of God is that? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a loving God. It's a kind God. It's a caring God. Hallelujah. It's a concerned God. My, my, my. I wouldn't trade him in for nothing. You all say what you all want to. I love Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because he is that way. He is that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Now that is a testimony. That is a testimony. Thank you, Sylvia. Hallelujah. Sylvia, did she say anything else? Has she said anything? Or how long ago was this, Sylvia? This just happened?
It just happened. She's a diabetic, and she's just had a lot of health issues. But, you know, sometimes our life, our past life, you know, wants to hang around. People want to throw it up. So
right.
I her mind, she had counted herself out, prophet, but God had other plans, and I praise him for that. Yeah, a mighty God, we
serve. My God in heaven. Praise the Lord. Wait a minute, we got another call. Detroit, Chicago on the line.
Good morning, Prophet. Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning.
How you doing, dear?
I'm wonderful today.
Sweet. How was your weekend?
Ooh, my weekend was long. Prophet Darrell had been over here since Tuesday, and I took him to the airport this morning, about 2:30 this morning. So I'm good. It was a good weekend. It was a good week.
Wow.
But it was good.
It was a good week.
It was a good week.
Mm-hmm.
It was, in spite of everything, God still did what he said he was going to do. So
you got a testimony for me?
Yeah, I do. I have a testimony. I know last week I called in with my testimony about me leaving my job, but also that he had opened up two doors. And one of the doors was with the company Five Links that I've been with since June. And I really haven't been working a business. But this weekend we had a meeting. And, you know, I had six people that were supposed to show up at the meeting, and it was with three other people. So we were looking for a great turnout. And when I got to the meeting, you know, my people didn't show up, and I was a little bit down because they said they would. But then as I sat there and I saw all the people coming in, and I was in a home. It was a very nice home, many mansions. And it was a lot of the people that worked for Five Links started coming in. And I was just sitting there, and I sat in the back. And I said, no, I'm not going to sit up front, you know, just for the people and their guests. When they come in, they can see the presentation. So as I sat there and the presentation began to go on and the people came in and I started looking at the people, God began to show me and bring back the prophecy that he would bring me for great men and women. And those that love him, and he will bring me in the midst of them. And in the midst of being in that meeting, God showed me that I was surrounded by millionaires, not one or two, but five or six millionaires that was in that room, but you didn't even know it because they acted just like me and you, you know. They wasn't bragging, they wasn't boasting, but you could see that God had played a part in their lives being a millionaire, that they gave all the glory to God, and he began to show me that it wasn't about the people that I invited to come in, but it was about him setting me up so that I could see what he had for me and for me to go forth, that I, because my desire is to give into the kingdom to build, but he was showing me the path that I was getting ready to take, and that I would become one of those that are walking in as millionaires. And I just began to just look and see, and I was in amazement of what God would do, because you think that your plan, this is your plan, but God has an alternate plan for you,
yeah.
And it's far greater than we can ever think. You know, and then I just began to thank God for seeing the plan now coming into fruition that he has for me and not the plan that I have for me. And that's my testimony.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, Storm, one of the things that you find when you are in that type of situation is, and it's something you said early on in your testimony, that in the conversation that triggered this, and it just has stayed with me, and that is being your motivation has to change in order to really be successful when you are driven by appointments and things of this nature, and you are driven by a employer. When you get into self-employment, you have to encourage yourself, motivate yourself, schedule yourself, and
yes.
make your work. That
yes.
is a that's a whole nother animal, and the average person can't do it.
You're right. You're right.
The
Paul.
Average person cannot motivate themselves to work.
Hmm.
So that's an art form that has to be developed within the hearts and minds of a lot of people. That's why a lot of people are not in business for themselves, because they won't do nothing for themselves.
You're right.
They are used to somebody giving them an order to do. It's a habit. Get up and do this. Do that. Go there and do that. They'll do it. They'll do anything anybody tell them to do. But when it comes to self-motivation, they don't have it.
You have to have self-motivation.
You have to have self-motivation. You have to be able to be self-motivated and cause yourself, praise the Lamb of God, to be driven to the place of to success. And that is, you know, in the words of Og Mandingo, before, he's the greatest salesman in the world, before I retire, I will make another sale. He wouldn't go to sleep until he made another sale. That was just his way. His determination, his motivation to accomplish that he wanted to, and he never aspired to be rich or wealthy. He just wanted to be successful in that he was doing. Success brings wealth.
That's right. But, you know, Prophet, it wasn't so much as the success as it was God showing me that it wasn't them alone, but it was because of me, and they know it, and they acknowledged him, that it was him
yeah.
who did this and not them. And that's what really just put me in amazement, because you don't find too many millionaires that give all the credit to God. You know, you in a room full of them that give the credit to God. And that's what amazed me, that he would surround me with those people. You know,
oh,
it could
Lord.
Have been any business person, you know, and they just, you know, thank God. But they gave glory to God for where they are and where they're going. And what they know is that without God, none of this is possible. And that's what amazed me, because he loved me enough to put me in that realm of people. You know, and they pray for you, and they call you, and they help you out, you know, and they give you words of encouragement, and they use scripture too, you know what I'm saying? So it's not just a business, but first God. So, you know, I was just in amazement.
Oh, wow. Wow. You know, this is really good. That's just really good on the surface of it. Praise God. Boy, you're right, though, when it comes down to millionaires praising God. The average one will not give praise to God about their success and about what God has blessed them with. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, how awesome is our God. Hallelujah, that God can change the course of history and time through, praise the Lamb of God, these kind of people if they're truly grateful to God for what happened to them and know that God has caused them to be, then they'll be a different type of person with their wealth and with being a millionaire. And that's what it's all about, praise the Lamb of God. It's about a change of mind and heart when it comes down to the way we know the average millionaire and the way they pose themselves as some great somebody, this, that, another. And inside of that is an air of selfishness or self-centeredness and this, that, another of what they have done and what they have accomplished. But when God has blessed you, hallelujah, when God has done something for you, that's a horse of a different color. I promise you that. That is a horse of a different color. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's wonderful because I believe to the extent that I know God is raising up millionaires in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. Yes, I do. That God is raising millionaires in this season in the body of Christ to undergird the work, the ministry, and this, that, and another. And all he needs is just a few people who are willing to just say yes. That's all he needs is a few people who are willing to say yes, praise the Lamb of God, to the Lord and allow God, yes, Lord, allow God to do what God desires to do with them in the way that he would. One of the other problems that God has with us is getting us to allow him to work because we want to work. We want to do it. And we want it done in our timing and this, that, another. And we get in the way of God 9 times out of 10 in this, rush for success, trying to rush for success. Instead of taking our time and allow God to lay out the program for us, praise the Lamb of God, give us the vision, and we write it, and then take the steps that it's going to take in order for it to come into fruition. One of the things that I heard God speaking, I don't know where I was, just recently prophesying to somebody, and I kept telling them, God said you have to take the stairs. You can't take the elevator. You must take the stairs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. In other words, your elevation is not going to be quick and fast. You're not just going to zoom to the top. But there's some things God wants you to learn as you're going up.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, there's some experiences he wants you to have, praise the Lamb of God, as you're going up, because it makes a different kind of person. Praise the Lamb of God. It makes you a different kind of person. And we love God for that today. People of God, praise the Lamb of God. It's 1 o'clock hour, praise the Lamb of God. I'm doing only 1 hour today because of the service tonight. I'm going to rest and prepare, praise the Lamb of God, for our hour of power tonight. And I hope and pray that you can join us there at the Truth Church. Praise the Lamb of God. We will be back on tomorrow, praise the Lamb of God, on our regular Wednesday show. And hopefully, praise the Lamb of God, you'll be able to join us on tomorrow evening, on tomorrow at noon from 12, praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, y'all know our regular hour from 12 to 2. But today we're going to take time to meditate, pray, relax, so that we'll be ready for this evening. I'm expecting you and you to be there, praise the Lamb of God, as we go forth, hallelujah, yes, Lord, tonight in our power. I wish all of you were in town for it. I really do. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I love you. I bless each and every one of you, and I'll talk to you guys on tomorrow. Be blessed.
Come on and praise the Lord, everybody. Come on and bless the Lord in this place. Come on and put your hands together. Come on, we want the people of the earth, the nation.